The London 2012 Paralympic Games open on Wednesday with the participation of a record 4,200 athletes from 166 countries, all with some form of disability. More tickets have been sold for the 11-day games than ever before in the event's history, with over 2 million advance tickets entirely sold out. Thomas McMahon is the Bishop of Brentwood, whose diocese includes the area of East London where the games have been held. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges about his feelings and expectations concerning this very inspirational sporting event.
Well, I think everybody finds them very, very inspiring. And I was reflecting on that. And it may be, I think, that because we are all incapacitated by our personal limitations to some degree, and we all try, like those in the Paralympics, to overcome them. So I think that's why people find this so inspiring.
You talked about it as an inspiring event. Can you point to any particular cases you know of Paralympians who really have inspired the public and everybody by the fact they don't let their disability get them down and they put in so many months or years of hard training to compete in their chosen sport?
I don't know of any personally, but we have a large group of special needs people in the diocese, and when I meet up with them, which is a number of times in the year, I find them hugely inspiring, and their very happy nature and disposition in spite of their own particular needs and challenges.
Can you talk to me a bit about how actively involved the church is in its pastoral work, as you say, in reaching out to those with disabilities, with special needs?
Well, in the diocese here, we have one priest who is specifically in charge of those with special needs in the diocese, Father Bob Hamill. And his name is an absolute byword for kindness and being totally selfless with regard to people of all ages that have special needs. He organizes a holiday for them. They come on our pilgrimage to Lourdes every year, and they inspire other people.
In fact, if we look back, say, over the last 4 or 5 decades, there's been a sea change, isn't there, in people's attitude towards people with disabilities. I mean, at one time they were excluded, you know, put in a ghetto almost.
Absolutely. And I think it it started at Stoke Mandeville because soldiers coming home from the war wanted to achieve something. And so it was there. I passed Stoke Mandeville the other day, and there was a signpost which said, Home of the Paralympics, meaning that it actually had its origin there, in service personnel who returned wounded but set themselves very high goals to become mobile again.
And in fact, it's true that a large proportion of the Paralympians are former servicemen, aren't they? They who have been injured on active duty.
Oh, that's very, very much so. As I say, it found its origin in Stoke Mandeville after the war.
Is there any particular event at the Paralympics that you find engaging to watch?
It's hard to say, really. I think I will only know that when I tune in and get carried away, as one did for the Olympics. You know, many, many people, when I was in a room with other people, we were on the edge of our seats when there were certain runners. One particular person, if they caught the public imagination, we'd all be wanting that person to win. So I think it'd be very exciting once it starts.
And what would you like it to achieve by the end of these 11 days of games?
Well, I think the spiritual wedded to the physical, because Pope John Paul II spoke quite a lot about the theology of the body and the integration between the bodily dimension and the spiritual dimension, and how we are united in our common origins, made in God's likeness, and united in our effort to try to fulfill our potential. So I always say that for all of us, we are all called both to carry the torch and to run the race. We are called to carry the torch as Christians, followers of Christ, by our witness, by our spirit, by our attitude, both to success and failure. And we're all called to run the race in the analogy of St. Paul, And of course, the end goal isn't just laurel wreaths, as it was for the Romans, or indeed gold medals, but indeed for a heavenly goal. And the race of life is not for winners, it's actually for finishers.